escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Lot to discuss. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls on the Phillies because everyone is angry today. But one thing, Hugh, we're happy about is to participate in the Eagles Radiothon. And joining us in studio, as she did yesterday, is Ryan Hammond from the Eagles Autism Foundation to tell us how the bidding is going. And, Ryan, it seems like some of these are jumping today.
People are really enthusiastic. And I will say, right, there's a direct correlation with our players and our executives that are calling in. Howie has done a great job. Mm-hmm. He did really great on his call. He is now up to over $19,000.
I'm sure that'll make him happy. Yeah.
I am going to, after this, send him the fist pump emoji. It's going to be great. Yeah.
He's really competitive.
You
could feel that. Yeah, you could feel even this morning when he was on, like, hey, we won the Super Bowl. Like, this should be bigger than it was last year.
Yes. He had some, you know, fun items come to training camp. He just starts throwing things in. He gets very much into it.
All right, so everyone out there can bid. Text Midday to 53209 to make a donation. There's also the T-shirt designed by Cooper DeGene and Reed Blankenship, which is a $30 donation for the purchase. And if you only have so much to bid or to donate, that would be a great way to do it by the T-shirt. But there's also all these experiences. Hugh, ours, the one we're going to be able to go to someone's home or business, that one is jumping too. So
yes, and it needs to jump. We need to beat everybody. Hey, listen.
We need to win among the shows. It's important
everybody.
To us.
I don't know if y'all seen the movie Baby Boy, right? But Ving Rhames was in the kitchen cooking bacon in the movie. If you make the bid jump, I will be in your kitchen cooking like Ving Rhames some bacon.
So okay, so if we
were adding cooking to the experience,
well, I'm going in the refrigerator.
Okay,
and I'm cooking some bacon. I probably oversold. I'm not going to be cooking like Ving Rhames because I'm sure nobody caught what Ving Rhames was in the kitchen cooking naked. So y'all didn't catch that part. Yeah, but I'm not going to do that.
You're going to be clothed.
I'm putting some clothes.
Hopefully the bidder didn't catch
keep
that.
Keep it PG.
Yeah, sure.
Keep it.
All right, so
but don't play video games because that's actually a separate item, Hugh.
Yes, I got to
tell people about it.
Yeah, listen, you can come here to the station. They got a big TV back there. We're going to hook up some video games. We're going to play video games and have a blast. I don't know what that bid is at right now, but it needs to do better than whatever it's doing. It's going to be a fun time because I'm going to even get Joe to play.
I'll play, sure.
Oh
and maybe
gosh,
maybe Angry Kyle. I can't.
You
I
guys
can't
are
see
like Howie, throwing
that
items, adding value to these experiences in real time.
We just make it up as we go along.
We need to do better than $600,
y'all. Yes. Yeah, honestly.
We need, and if you throw it, listen. Come play video games. I'll throw some bacon in there, too. Make some bacon in the kitchen.
We have a kitchen here?
No.
Okay.
You might need to bring it in the Tupperware.
Microwave.
Okay, we could do that. All right. So, Ryan, this closes today at 5 p.m. So, what would, as someone who's done this for many years, you see how the bids go. What would your advice be to maybe someone out there is like, oh, I'll do it this afternoon?
Yeah, so there's definitely people watching, right? But I do encourage you to get on the website to register as a bidder because when the time comes around 4, you see the enthusiasm rising. People start putting
the snipers.
They are.
They call
it's
them
like
snipers.
Sharks in the water, right? People start bidding. So, you want to be prepared. card. You want to have your account set up so you're able to just fire in your bids. We have a max bid option. If you don't want to keep chasing your item, it'll bid automatically for you if you set a threshold. So it's a really user-friendly way to get involved. And there's hundreds and hundreds of people out there registered right now, but we definitely would love to see more engagement. And the last 5 minutes of this is unbelievable. I would say last year, I mean, we're talking like a $100,000 jump in 5 minutes. You're seeing it in real time. And it's exciting because we have all these incredible items. You have these player experiences, which we spent a lot of time talking about in the past 2 days. But these other game experiences, once in a lifetime, imagine running out of the tunnel with the team.
That's
so
awesome.
You're in there, it's dark, there's lights, there's music, there's a little fog, and then you're just taking off out of the tunnel running with the team. Like, that's something, it's once in a lifetime. Or being an equipment assistant. Greg Delmitros, shout out to Greg, best equipment manager ever. He runs a really tight ship, everything's super organized. He'll dress you up in the gear. You will be running errands, getting Gatorade for players, maybe soup if it's cold. But those are the type of experiences you just can't make up, and it's really because of the Eagles organization and everyone's enthusiasm to support. So.
No question about that, man. I just think about some of these different things and some of the ways that the people can get involved. And it at this point, what the Eagles have done with the Autism Foundation and everything is way beyond football. And when you talk about the things that they're doing, how they're employing kids that have autism and everything like that, is way beyond football. And they've done how much money have they raised so far?
We've raised over $40 million since 2018.
Grief.
Every year the number just blows me away.
It does, yeah. And so like this year was huge, right? We raised over $10 million. So to go from a milestone of $30 million last year and to jump to $40 this year was just incredible. And with this being Jeffrey Lurie's priority, it really has created this authenticity in the organization to support this cause. And, you know, you all watch Eagles games. You see in the end zone, it says Eagles Autism Foundation. So the most important part of the game is when you're seeing how important this cause is to this community. And it just reinforces that collectively across everyone. So that's why you have so many players excited about their experiences. So many, you know, you have Coach, you have Howie. Jeffrey has the championship moment in there. You can be with him when he holds that trophy up and drops the banner on Thursday night. But the opportunities are endless. And then again, for people who just want to feel a part of this community, the t-shirt is a great option. It's a $30 donation. It's exciting, I like to say, with, you know, Cooper and Reed, and they were awesome with giving, you know, the opportunity to make that for us this year.
EaglesRadiothon.com to get your bids in. Ryan, thank you for hopping in, and we'll talk to you probably in a little bit for another update.
There we go. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. EaglesRadiothon.com. Yeah, Hugh, I think you adding the fact that you'll cook at someone's house is really good.
Like Ving Rhames did in Baby Boy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, you're
I'm not going to do that.
Don't do that one.
But I would definitely cook at your house. Yes. I'm going to act like, listen.
Like it's your house.
It's kind of like the vampire thing. You invite me into your crib, I'm a part of the family now.
Yeah, well, I think that might actually be a selling point for it. All right, so hop on EaglesRadioThon.com and continue to bid. All right, let's get back to everyone's phone calls here. Your reaction. The Phillies, of course, use clues as well. Hugh, was that first clue today? Because we got tickets to give away. DeSean Jackson, Michael Vick at the link. Their teams facing off. Norfolk State, Delaware State, October 30th. Pair of tickets. First clue for Hugh's clues?
It was, this person was popular in the 90s.
This person popular in the 90s. Okay, let's go to Nancy in Princeton, who's up talking about fault this week for the Phillies. What's up, Nancy?
Hey, Joe. So, yeah, it's 100% your fault.
Okay.
I can't even believe that's a Twitter question or a poll. It's your fault.
So I'm to blame for the team playing the way they did?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
You don't ever jinx. Really?
So do you, but, I just, like, and you're entitled to your opinion, and I know a lot of people feel the same way as you do. Nancy, do you think this series would have went different if I was just off on Monday?
I think that if you didn't make that prediction, that we would have won all three games.
Okay.
Mm. That's how strongly I'm
Well, now out. You're making me feel terrible about it, because I cost the Phillies three games in the standings.
You did. It had nothing to do with them. It was all you.
Okay. Well,
so, yeah, I feel bad.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I feel embarrassed. I feel bad. All those things. All right, Nancy, what's your guess? Hugh's clues. What are you thinking today?
Well, the only thing I can think, I don't think this is it, but I just want to make one other comment. I don't know how the Phillies possibly going to win in the World Series if they can't beat the Mets. And it was an important series, but it wasn't the series. I just don't see it happening.
It's hard to believe today, Nancy. It is. I mean, as many good moments as they've had this year, they have moments like the last three nights where it's you watch them and you're like, how are they going to win three or four straight critical series against the best teams? It is hard to imagine today.
Yeah, under a lot of pressure. Yeah. I just unfortunately don't think it's going to happen. Anyway, I was thinking Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain, that was a pretty good guess.
That's a good one.
That's
Nancy,
a really
not
good
it.
Guess. I like how Nancy doesn't keep me in a box. She's like, Kurt Cobain, nobody would have. That was a really good guess.
Even though she blamed me for all three losses, I do like her as a caller.
I mean,
I like how she said they would have. Not only would they have not gotten swept if I didn't say what I said on Monday, they would have swept the Mets.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know about that.
It's a big swing.
It's a huge swing.
No, but I respect her the way that she feels, but no, I don't know about that.
Yeah. So I cost the Phillies the division potentially? Is that where we're going to go with this?
Apparently.
Okay. I'm just trying to gauge the temperature, everyone. Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Will's not ready.
But you know what? You know what Will was doing there? Will was workshopping. Kicking. No, I could hear it. He was workshopping his Hughes Clues guest.
I think that was his radio, first of all.
Oh, you think that's how you heard Kurt Cobain? Was Hughes saying it?
Will's a veteran. That's a shame.
The bad job, yeah. All right, let's talk to Scott in Abington. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. You know, Joe, as much as I like to, give you the business during the season for getting Hurts wrong every week, I don't think this is your fault this time, so I'm going to cut you some slack.
All right, at least someone out there is, Scott, because a lot of people think it's my fault that this whole thing has gone belly up here.
No. There's one reason why it is the way it is, and that is that these guys have no heart. They have literally no heart. I mean, they don't do the little things. They don't stay focused, and they just let this stuff get away from them like they don't care. And this is the reason why there are a lot of people who, you know, really don't like baseball because of what it's become. You know, you have these, you know, these guys get these guaranteed contracts. They're getting their paychecks regardless. They don't have to prove themselves on a regular basis. So they're not held at some standard where they have to constantly try. Just like, you know, with Cooper, you know, and what Howie said, you know, he's got to prove it now in the game in order to stay on the team.
Right.
This doesn't happen with these guys. So when they live in this culture where it doesn't matter, they're going to get paid, and, you know, Schwarber's going to get another big contract regardless of how bad he plays in New York. It doesn't matter to these guys. And baseball has been guilty of this for the longest time, and this is just an example of how these guys, you know, they act like they care, but they don't. If they had one-tenth of the heart that their fan base does, this would be a completely different situation.
Yeah, something is missing from them. And Scott, I do think they care, but maybe not to the level that it just they don't show it enough. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. I'm not in their hearts, but I just need to see it that it bothers them. And it felt like last night in this whole series, it doesn't bother them even close to how much it bothers us. Scott, what do you got for us? Your guess for Hughes Clues?
I'm going to say that guy Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton's a big name from the 90s. Scott, appreciate that. Clue number one, a big name from the 90s. No, it's not Bill Clinton, but he's a great guess. Yeah, I can't fully say it's because they make a lot of money. I mean, they all make a lot of money.
Yeah, right? They do.
Shohei Ohtani got $700 million, and he went out there and won the MVP in the World Series last year. Juan Soto, who's on the other side of this, just got like close to $800 million. And like, they're all rich. They're all baseball players that when they get their second contract or their first real one, are rich beyond belief. Some guys keep playing great and fight for championships, and some guys don't care. I don't think it's so much they don't care. I think they're flawed. And I think part of the issue is, and I'll put this on Topper. This is not in the game stuff. I do think they take on the personnel of their manager like, oh, we'll get him tomorrow. Topper's very laid back.
They didn't look like they cared last night.
Last night it didn't.
No. They were trying to get the hell out of there. If that guy had 50-something pitches in the seventh inning, what are we doing?
You know the getaway day when it's like a day game? It was a getaway day. Let's get the hell out of here and get back and play the Braves. 215.
Not funny.
5-9. It's not funny here.
I was just laughing at the irony of how y'all described it. That's all. Mm-hmm. That's all. I'm not laughing. Like, when I chuckle, it's not a chuckling, like, ha-ha, hee-hee.
No, I didn't like your tone to start the show.
I tried to save, y'all.
Here we go. I told you so, Douglas.
Do your lifeline.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up, second clue for Hughes Clues, your phone calls. And we got to talk about tonight. The Phillies are back home. What will the fan reception be like at Citizens Bank Park? And what should it sound like? That's next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.